Today is Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. The idea began with the Ms. Foundation for Women in 1993 as a way to help boost girls' self-esteem. Starting a year ago, boys were included after complaints that they were being unfairly left out. And now another backlash. Angry education officials in Arizona got the day moved to summer vacation this year because it conflicted with state tests. And Minneapolis decided that if a child missed school today to go to work with a parent, it will count against the student. Merle Bell Gonzalez coordinates student attendance for the Minneapolis Public Schools.
We really value time that students can spend with their parents, but we also had to look at the importance, Melissa, of school attendance. So given the No Child Left Behind, the compulsory education laws, and the importance of school attendance, we made a decision that if students indeed were to miss school because of going to work with their parents, that we would have to mark that as an unexcused absence.
Now, you mentioned No Child Left Behind. How does that factor in?
Well, attendance is a huge part of that, and there is a Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment Test that our students take. So we spend a lot of time focusing in the importance of attendance and why students must be there and when students are there, how it improves their test-taking skills in the classroom.
What have your teachers been telling you over the years about this day?
That it's valuable, but also there are a lot of activities in the classroom that certainly support the work that our parents are doing. For example, we may have our students email professionals that work in insurance or work in a law firm or are judges or are bus drivers so that they can get a sense of what their workday is like and what it's like to be a professional and those kinds of things, because we certainly want to incorporate the importance of the work world into our school curriculum.
The people who sponsor this program or support it say that it's really important for it to be part of a curriculum, that it's not the same thing, say, to schedule these days during the summer, but that ideally the children would go to the workplace and bring something back and it would become something that's talked about the next day in the classroom. Do you see some value to that?
Well, first of all, there are 250 work days in any given year, and there are 171 student contact days, meaning 171 days that students are in the classroom connecting with staff. We also have non-student days, meaning that there are days when teachers are in the building, but students are not. So what we are hoping for in the future, Melissa, is to look at how we can adjust our school calendars to coordinate this particular day with a non-student day so that students will be able to go to work with a relative or a family friend and then come back the next day and talk about their experience.
Do you get the sense from talking to people within the schools that maybe Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day is just maybe an idea whose time has come and gone?
I certainly wouldn't question the value of the day, but I would look closely at the relevance of it. When this program started, the emphasis was on Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. Within the last couple of years, that has changed, of course, where you are invited to bring your son or daughter to work. Given that shift, we feel that our kids are pretty aware of the fact that women are able to advance in almost any career field. And so do we believe that this day is important? Yes. Do we believe that there's a shift of importance? I think we're going in that direction, that our kids see how far women can really go.
Merle Bell Gonzalez, thanks for talking with us today.
Melissa, it was my pleasure.
Merle Bell Gonzalez is student attendance coordinator for the Minneapolis Public Schools.